Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So where have we been today through the health benefits that members of Congress get and what Hillary Clinton is proposing that you get, the new curriculum for teaching Hurricane Katrina, why we elect judges, and Naomi Klein's shock doctrine just now. And now a call in for anyone who has a place where you hang out and talk politics. Where do you talk politics outside your home? And what's it like there? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I see our first caller is mentioning a blog. No blogs for this. For our presidential campaign coverage, one of the ways we're thinking of going beyond the usual pundit voices is to find some physical places, physical F2F, face-to-face, real-world places where people hang out and talk politics, and then go to some of them and listen in with your permission. But that idea actually got a debate going around here as to whether that actually happens anymore. You know, the old model was that people talk politics in diners and bars, at work, at the union hall if you're labor, or on the golf course if you're management, or at the barber shop or the hairdresser, often around someone else's kitchen sink. You know, whoever had that home where people tend to gather, we all know people like that. But does it happen like that anymore? If it does for you, we want to know. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or post that place and describe it on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. One of our producers knows a gas station where people hang out and talk politics. Where do you? 212-433-9692. And I don't know if our phones will ring. Maybe this does just happen online now. But one of the concerns is that if that's the case, are we all just segregating ourselves into like-minded communities on the web and not actually talking to people who might disagree with us or who might inform us from a different kind of life and life experience? Unlike in the mythical old days, if it ever really was like this, where people with different views would exchange views at work or wherever. So where is that place for you, if it exists? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it on our comments page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Justin in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Justin.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you? Where do you go to talk politics?
We talk politics at our local bars. We have a club called Drinking Liberally, and it's a social setting around progressive politics. In over 200 chapters around the country, people are not just meeting online to talk politics, they're actually meeting to share some ideas while they share a few drinks.
And it sounds like, in this case, because it's organized around a particular general political point of view, you're sitting around and agreeing with each other or strategizing more than really exchanging views and refining views?
Well, I'd actually say that because we're around a general political point of view, just a whole perspective of whatever is liberal, there actually is a lot of disagreement. And we do get people who consider themselves independents, Democrats, Greens, progressives, liberals. We even get the occasional Republicans who want to come in because they want to talk politics, and it's a setting where people do share ideas.
Give me an example of a bar. You can shout out specific places here. Where have you done this?
Absolutely. Every Thursday night, we meet at Rudy's in Hell's Kitchen, 9th Avenue between 44th and 45th. And 35 to 45 people come every Thursday evening from 7:30 on to talk politics. In Park Slope, they do it at a bar called Commonwealth on 5th and 12th. There's a bar up called Anbiel Bacht in Riverdale in the Bronx that meets. And there are a bunch of other chapters that you can see at drinkingliberally.org.
You know that translates, that last one, as the poor mouth. But do you give me one quick example, real quick, of a conversation that you had recently in the group that was really interesting?
Sure. Well, I think around the debates going on over the past few weeks on the Iraq funding, where even people who identify as liberals have very different perspectives on what we can actually do to end the war. People generally believe that the war is a bad idea. They generally believe that we need to come home. But there's a lot of difference of opinion, and people have been reading different blogs, reading different ideas, and they want to come and share them and vent. And what's also nice is it's not just for wonks. People who might have read one article and gotten annoyed, come in and get to learn from each other. It's also a place where candidates stop by, where people who work in politics, but also people who are total newcomers can come share these ideas.
And I won't say anything about having some of your political debates during this presidential cycle at a bar called Rudy's. We'll just leave it there. Justin, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Perry in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Perry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So where do you talk politics?
Well, I just wanted to mention a kind of an amazing thing I attended last night, just happened to be last night, in our local community. About 250 of us gathered at the local high school for a conversation about integration. It was organized by a local organization here in town called the Two Towns Coalition on Race, and it was remarkable in that, just what you're describing, namely that a lot of us, especially I happen to have a four-year-old daughter, and I'm rarely able to get out at night to go do events, but this really moved me, and I got... You know, I was able to get out and go talk to my neighbors about integration.
So through the local high school?
Actually, it was through an organization in town called the Coalition on Race, and they, you know, co-opted the high school, and 250 people showed up to sit around small tables and talk about whether or not we think integration is worth working towards in our community.
Was it an integrated discussion?
It indeed was, fully, which was, again, in America, pretty remarkable these days.
So give me one quick example of where that conversation went.
Well, one example is that there were people responding to a speaker, which was lovely because it gave us some place to step off from. But we had a gentleman, I'd say, perhaps in his early 40s, African-American, talking about the fact that he's one of many locally who feel that the word integration no longer means what anybody thinks it means. It opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, what I feel to be something that's important to me, namely to work towards this ideal that I have, even just in the use of a particular term wasn't meeting the needs of my neighbors who might actually, if we talked about it for long enough, might actually find that we agree on the topic and what, in terms of what we would like for our, how we'd like our community to look for our children. But the terminology was getting in the way of getting people in the door to have the conversation.
Right. Fascinating. Perry, thanks a lot. Maybe we should even follow up on that one and do a segment on it. Thank you. Bob in Glenridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where do you talk politics?
At the TikTok Diner in Clifton, New Jersey.
Now, how does that work? You go in for a coffee or something, and there are regulars who you talk politics with, or what?
We have a regular of about six people, and we go every Monday, and we sit down, and we discuss all things. And of the six, three are conservative and three are liberal.
Uh-huh. So you kind of picked it that way. What's the biggest thing you've been talking about at your most recent meetup?
Well, we always talk about the source of information for the conservatives and for the liberals. Naturally, the liberals are all reading the New York Times, and the conservatives are watching Fox News and the Post. And the validity of the news or the information we get and why one is less than the other or one is more important than the other. And it constantly comes up is that... Well, you read that there, and I heard this on Fox News, and it's not necessarily And to try to weed your way through who's right or who's wrong.
Do you ever follow up and go do your own research on the web after you get stuck on, well, the Times says this, but the Post says that. How do we know who's right?
Well, one of the group is going over to the British Broadcasting. And he feels that gives a more objective view on the issue that we're talking about, that we're getting it from England and that maybe they're more objective. But we never come to a conclusion. I think the latest one was about Iran providing the bomb, road bombs to the Iraqis.
Right.
And what was the difference between and blowing up American soldiers in the Humvees, which is obviously very devastating? But what was the difference of us providing Stinger missiles to the Mujahideen who blew up Russian helicopters?
Right. Interesting. Bob, thank you very much. Never come to a conclusion. It's all about the process. Matt in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm all right. So where do you talk politics?
I talk politics at the kitchen table in the firehouse.
You're a firefighter.
Yes, I am.
And do you find a lot of diversity of point of view?
Actually, I do. There's a, I would say, the liberal perspective is a little bit of the minority, but it's a very open kind of place where if you have a point, you're going to have to, you just have to have some ammo ready.
That's good. And do people kind of bond around that, or do you get really just, you know, alienated from each other around your differences?
No, it's actually a kind of environment where everyone gets their point across, and usually somebody learns something from somebody else.
So tell me one thing. Is the rank and file in your house down with the union leadership in blaming Rudy Giuliani for a lot of the stuff that happened?
In my house, it would be hard to say, but I would say, generally speaking, the union does back the union leadership in his opposition.
All right. You want to give a shout out to your house and say which one?
Sure. Energy Company 222 in Bed-Stuy and Bushwick. I don't know if anybody's listening, but good morning, guys.
Keep up the good work, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All right.
And Beverly in Middletown, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. I say New Jersey because there's a Middletown in New York, in Connecticut, and in New Jersey. So all three states in our listening area. Hi, Beverly.
How are you?
Good. Where do you talk politics?
At Sissy's Cafe in Belford, New Jersey.
Every morning.
And I honestly think we do it in order to keep us refreshed, because so much time has passed. Take the Iraq War, for instance, and people forget how we got into things, and we talk through it to keep our minds alert. We talk everything from local politics to state politics and what's going on in the nation.
Who's we in this case?
Again, like one of your previous callers, about six or eight of us who are regulars that pop in there to start our day to have coffee and breakfast. And we are Republicans and Democrats, mostly Democrats. We care deeply about what's going on at all levels of government, and some are more informed than others. And I value the time each morning to keep alive learning about politics and what people think.
Beverly, thanks a lot. Lorraine in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Brian.
Where do you talk politics?
Well, we try to talk it in the faculty room of Pace University, and we also try to talk in the halls very quietly. We are Democrats, and there are a lot of faculty that are Republicans, and when they hear
really, at
anything,
Pace University?
Yes. Can you believe that? When we speak, even quietly, if they hear us, they join in as World War III.
Now, at the firehouse and at Sissy's Bar in Middletown, they join in, and it's really edifying and bonding and open. But there it's World War III at a place where different points of view are supposed to be the organizing principle, a university.
That's correct. It's factionalized between or partisanized between those that support Bush and do not have an open mind to hear anything else but he is our king and leader, where we try to talk and try to convince them it's a no-go.
Lorraine, thanks a lot. Jennifer in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
All right. Where do you talk politics?
We talk it on the train on the way to work every morning on Metro North.
And is it a standard group of you, I guess?
There's about five of us who are regulars, and then we have some others that rotate in and out.
Now, do people get aggravated with you elsewhere in your car? Stop talking politics.
Oh, I hope we don't talk that loudly. But no, we've never had that happen. And, it's a quiet and lively conversation, but we often continue it through the day. Like a subject may come up in the morning, and then through the rest of the day there could be emails bouncing back and forth, or someone will do a little research or pick up an article from this paper or the BBC, and we'll email it and continue the conversation.
Jennifer, thanks a lot. Priya in New Brunswick, you're going to be our last caller. Where do you talk politics?
Well, I'm a student at Rutgers University, and I'm part of NJ Perg, and one of our campaigns is that we educate students on what's going on. So with the presidential campaigns coming up, we're tracking debates, and presidential candidates, and students are very apathetic because they have no idea what's going on, because most of the time politicians don't talk about stuff that matters to us.
10 seconds. Is your group politically diverse?
Yes, absolutely. We have Democrats, independents, Republicans. We're nonpartisan. All we care about is making sure that people know what's going on.
NJ what?
What's NJ PERG?
PERG?
New Jersey Public Interest Research.
Oh, PERG, right. Priya, thanks a lot. Thanks to all of you who called. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Tomorrow, among other things, we will look deeply into the company Blackwater that the Iraqi government now wants to kick out of the country.